Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is Jen Childress. Now, Jen and I met just last week, as a matter of fact, and she's an excitable woman with all kinds of cool things going on and voted one of the best women-owned businesses in the state of Iowa. It's called Genspiration. Welcome, Jen, to the News Hour. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Michael. Thanks so much for having me today.
So tell me, what is Genspiration?
Well, Genspiration came about, I do personal training and health coaching, and my philosophy is about a mind, body, all over wellness. And so often when people think about exercise and fitness, it seems like drudgery. Chore. Like, I don't want to do that. So I like to bring a healthy dose of positivity, inspiration. That got me thinking, and I started about 2 years ago hashtagging things with Genspiration, thinking, you know, positive vibes, positive quotes, and thought, you know what, that's going to be my business name. So I changed my business name over a couple of years ago to Genspiration.
All right.
And flowing in that vibe.
And you are, yes, let's do this. All right, what's your background?
My background is I actually have a bachelor's degree in government and public admin, and was fascinated by organizational management and got to hear a lot about worksite health promotion, and that being the work-life balance aspect for people. I didn't know quite what I wanted to do after college. I knew I wanted to start my own business, and I knew I loved fitness training, and my parents were kind of like, think again. You're not just going to a four-year school to become a personal trainer. Why don't you do something else? And so all my friends were going on to grad school, law school, and I found this amazing program through American University in Washington, D.C. for health promotion management.
Great school.
And I loved it because it blended the organizational management piece of it. We got to go to their business school as well, the Kogod School of Business, and I did an internship for a nonprofit on K Street working on information awareness from CEOs to CEOs on worksite health promotion and the importance of that.
Absolutely.
And so then I missed the part of working one-on-one with people and slowly evolved and started doing my own thing again, going back to personal training and health coaching.
You know, there are many different incentives, many opportunities for people to get healthy and take advantage of this. The Iowa's Healthiest State Initiative being one of those. But that seems to have kind of stalled or plateaued out. What in your opinion? Because you worked on K Street, so that's one of the lobbying areas, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so that you know. But you've worked on K Street, and we have these great ideas about how to get healthy and fit and then and cut down on insurance expenses and medical care and all of these other things that a good diet and regular exercise proved to do. What happens? How come we get stalled out?
I think it's just human nature. We get excited about things and start off gung-ho. I mean, we think about New Year's resolutions and being ready to chomp at the bit for the first few weeks, and it's sort of like, lose interest and lose momentum. And so I think it's just like that overall, and having new things come up all the time. I think that's what's fun and interesting, keeping the pulse on what people are interested in. I think one of the biggest things, and I absolutely love wearing it every day, are these fitness wearables. So Fitbits, anything that kind of keeps you engaged and motivated and competing with either yourself or friendly competition with friends. I think we're always looking for things to keep us interested and having fun. And, you know, sometimes we circle back to where we started, but it is all about keeping the liveliness, keeping the interest, keeping it fun, and something that matters and doesn't feel like a chore or drudgery.
I understand. With regard to your clients, how do you work this in your business? Is this something you go to their home or they come to you? Or how does this work?
All of the above. So I have a studio inside my home. I live near Jordan Creek Mall, and I have all sorts of equipment there. I train people at my house. I also go to people's homes and bring along equipment with me. So my car looks like a traveling circus practically with the exercise balls and bands and everything in there. And we make use of people's equipment at the home, you know, whether it's their elliptical that's now become their clothes rack or something. You know, I also incorporate their kids because a lot of times people, you know, feel bad making the decision like, okay, it's either spend time with my kids or work out. And so I like to bring families into it together to have fun and work out. I also do health coaching and sessions over Skype. So if I can't meet face to face with somebody, then, you know, we're on the phone troubleshooting, goal setting, or I have challenge groups that are virtual challenge groups where we have a private Facebook group page. They're prompted with a new challenge each week. We talk on the phone. And so it's a, I like to say I bring fitness to you. Make it the easy choice.
And using technology to do that at the same time. Our guest is Jen Childress, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Jenspiration. Can you tell by her voice that she's just inspired and all get out? When we had a couple of telephone conversations, you just really take it to it, don't you?
Absolutely. One of the things that somebody once told me when I was doing a lot of phone calls was like, I can hear your smile on the other side of the phone. Right. And that really touched my heart. I was like, oh my gosh, if I can do that, I want to do that.
Just by phone, yeah.
Yeah.
When you look at your primary demographic, people that you are your soft spot. You know, this is where I want to be. This is who I. Who are they?
It's primarily in the 40 to 65 age range. I've had clients from as young as 8 years old to clients as old as 85 years old.
Sure.
But yeah, the sweet spot, I tend to find that my clientele's in between 45, 65, and really just looking, you know, I tell people, if you're looking for Jillian Michaels or a drill sergeant, I'm not going to be that one.
Are you too kind?
Some of my clients say I'm a sadist with a smile. They're like, how can you make us hurt so bad and have so much fun doing it? So, yeah, I think it's all about positivity and encouragement because that, you know, it goes a long way versus
I would imagine so. Her name is Jen Childress, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jenspiration. How do people get a hold of you?
They can go to Jenspiration.com.
Of course.
Yeah, and so I'm actively posting on Facebook as well and Twitter. So my Facebook and Twitter handles are Jenspiration Fit.
So I ask every entrepreneur this question, whether you're a startup that's been around a long time or now an entrepreneur that's 8 years behind you, are you making money at this?
Goes in waves and starts. And I think, you know, if I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. And so I think it's about operating smart. I'm always trying to educate myself. And so, you know, like a prime example, you were speaking at our American Business Women's Association group last week. And that's a wonderful resource in terms of having guest speakers come and share business knowledge and insight. And I'm always looking for free or low cost courses online to continue my education.
Sure.
And I think just, you know, following trends and trying to pick up here and there because, you know, when you're a sole proprietor, you're doing everything. So trying to be able to maximize your time and use your resources efficiently. So that's my aim.
You mentioned something about trends. You know, for some time there was Jazzercise was out there and then there was something else. It's kind of, I don't know what they all are. All Rumba or Zumba.
Zumba, yeah.
That was it. Yeah. And do we go through these trends and then there's all kinds of belly machines? And all kinds of things. So what works and what doesn't work?
I think as long as you're moving and having fun, as long as you're doing it, it's working.
Yeah, but do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As my bride says, and I think I maybe shared this with others last week, there is no amount of exercise that will beat a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Yes, absolutely. It's the love one of the sayings, like abs are made in the kitchen. Everybody says, I want to get rid of my rolls. It's like, well, you know, your abs are under there. You just got to work on, you know, bringing together your eating primarily and being as active as possible.
What do you do for fun, Jen?
Oh my gosh, I adore being outside. So once the weather warms up, you can find me outside. I love riding my bike. My dog is my running buddy. She's kind of slowed down, but I love spending time with her and my husband, and I love exploring Des Moines. Friends,
fun place.
We've lived in Iowa now for 8 years, and some of our friends who have lived here their whole lives are like, oh my gosh, you know more about the city than we do because we just try and explore
you
everything.
You got to get out and get it. Are you going to be out here? The Grand Blue Mile is taken off.
Yeah,
today.
I'm definitely going to go out and watch that. It's going to be so exciting. I love the pomp and circumstance around it, and anytime people are out enjoying the community, enjoying the weather, and being active, I'm all for that.
I should have seen the organ and say, you know what? You got to get Jen involved because she would really pump up the the place up. I think that would be great. Thanks so much for coming in, Jen.
Thank you. We appreciate this.
If you missed any of Jen Childress, you'll be able to catch this on the podcast. We'll put up our radio blog and podcast a little bit later on with connections and links to her site and her Facebook post. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Jen Childress, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to step aside. We have the, wow, the Wall Street report's coming up. What happened today on Wall Street? I will tell you. It was a light day. Everybody's waiting for the Fed chair, Janet Yellen, to make her prediction over the next couple of days. We'll share what happened with that and the Iowa 25 and take a look at the commodity report. That's all ahead of Trish Baumhauer from Taro. It's coming up on the NewsHour.
One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child.